The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Take your daddy's fine car and drive me around. And we used to make love on the outskirts of town. Well, again, all my old friends say you were no good. They didn't even like you in your own neighborhood. They said when I wasn't around, you would put me down. So I got me a little home on the outskirts of town. Oh, baby, you lift me up and you set me down. I never thought I would make it on the outskirts of town.
Been kind to the voice in that it sounded no different then in the year 1999 as it did in the 60s when it was his heyday. The late Wilson Pigott, who died last week, the news of his death came. I had to put the show kind of early, put the show together kind of early last week, and therefore just missed the death of Wilson Pigott. And that's taken from an album from 1999, which actually picked up a W.C. Handy Award. It's called It's Harder Now, and I think it was the great comeback album of the year, and that was what this nomination was for. And really great sounding. For me, Wilson Pigott was just summing up my early days, really, in the clubs in the northeast of England, because things like Mustang Sally, In the Midnight Hour, of course, I mean, just some great, great music. He had a whole raft of good records that weren't hits as well with the Atlantic and Stax record label. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. We've got some lovely stuff for you this week.
This morning, feel around for my shoe. You know about that, babe. I had them all walking blue. Woke up this morning, I feel around for my shoe. You know about that, baby. Ooh, Lord, I had them all walking blue. I'm leaving this morning, I have to go ride the blinds. I've been mistreated, I don't mind dying this morning. If I have to go ride the blinds. I've been mistreated, ooh, Lord, I don't mind. Tell me the walking blues ain't bad. The worst old feeling I most ever had. People tell me the old walking blues ain't bad. Well, it's a worst old feeling, ooh, Lord, I most ever had.
The stomp box was coming through for you on your headphones or loudspeakers. Really coming through on my headphones, I must admit. Eric Clapton, the great album Unplugged, and there he is with a track called Walking Blues. I'm wearing my Blue Cafe t-shirt, which I got, let's see, nearly 5 years ago now. 2001, we're doing the Inca Trail, and after the Inca Trail, we went down into the jungles of Peru, and there met a great family from California, from, I think they're from Long Beach, but I know that's where the t-shirt came from, because he just loved the blues, Ephraim Montemayo, and he sent me this great t-shirt from the Blue Cafe on the promenade at Long Beach, which I've probably worn, I would think, probably no exaggeration, once a fortnight, right through the year for the last 5 years. It's starting to get a bit worn now, though. I'm afraid the label on the front and the back's going. Let's have just a quick look at Frapper, shall we, and just see who's nearest. So I'll quickly zoom in on California. Oh, Randy. Randy Connolly, if you're listening in Anaheim, you must be, what, 4 or 5 miles away from Long Beach? And if you know the Blue Cafe, if you do, drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Let's go now to the Podsafe Music Network. So many of you thought it was really, really grand, and so do I, too. And so I found this great band out of New York called the Taylor Brown Trio, not unsurprisingly led by a very fine guitarist called Taylor Brown. Here they are with Trouble in Mind.
We were having this conversation the other night. Talking about pals or something. She stares out the window and she says,
what'd she say?
Trouble in mind. Well, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door again someday. Oh, I'm going down to the river. I take my old rocking chair. If the blues don't take me, I'm gonna rock away from here. Oh, trouble of mine. Well, I'm blue, but I won't be blue. I'll wait. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door again someday.
troubled mind. Troubled mind. Well, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door again someday. Take my old rocking chair, my old. Well, if the blues don't take me, I'm gonna rock away from here. Yeah, troubled mind. Well, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Well, the wind's gonna come, blow my whole life away.
Nice recording. I like that a lot. That comes from the Taylor Brown Trio out of New York. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you whether it's New York City or New York State. His website, which has got lots of information, doesn't have information like that. I can tell you that on bass it was Andrew Lipow, and on drums, Rigel Byram Ridge. What a great name. And they're sort of jazzy, but with blues as well. And you'll find more from Taylor Brown and the trio on the Podsafe Network. Again, you'll find links to that from the Raven and the Blues homepage. On to the emails now, and from JHQ, Ian Johnson. Thanks for your kind email, Ian. Mentioning Ray Charles, you asked me to play You Don't Know Me, the live version, but you talked about Mary Ann and always reminded you of the Pink Panther theme, and it's kind of stuck on your, you call it your mental replay. I call it the internal jukebox. But nevertheless, in case you've probably got rid of it by now, so having been humming Mary Ann probably for days, that was probably about 2 weeks ago, so now your internal jukebox is clear, let me start it up again. The great Ray Charles.
Thank you.
as Ian Johnson from JHQ said, it does remind him a little bit of the Pink Panther theme. I can see what you mean. Comes from the 3-CD set, The Birth of Soul, Volumes 1, 2 and 3, and that's taken from number 2, and that's Ray Charles with Mary Ann. Okay, let's move now from America to Australia and to somebody, again, I discovered on the Podsafe network. She used to be a lawyer. Her name is Melissa Forbes. She's got a wonderful, wonderful voice. Here she is with a great number called Blackheart Blues.
I'm feeling so bad. And Lord, it feels so. I'm just wallowing low, down the dark alleys of my neighborhood. Don't tell me to park, don't tell me to spark. I'm loving every minute of this dark heart, baby. You say that my demons all will be purged. You say I can change. All I need is just the right now. I'm in hell and I'm taking off my coat, baby. Yeah. Lord knows I've got them black heart blues. Oh, 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 oh. Shifting, pieces flowing over.
again on the jazzy side of blues, but I think absolutely gorgeous. Her name is Melissa Forbes. You'll find out more about her from melissaforbes.com, not unsurprisingly. And she picked up a whole raft of awards towards the end of last year. An online magazine called the International Online Music Magazine, which is based in Canada, announced the winners of the 2006 International Online Music Awards just before New Year. And listen to this. She won the Best Female Solo Artist. She was nominated in the top five for the Artist of the Year. She was also in the top five for the Best Female Vocal. And she was also in the top five for that song in the Best Song category. And that was Black Heart Blues. She's also got another couple of nominations as well. Really, really great sound. And sorry for the slight glitch in the middle of it. It's when I'm playing stuff off the computer. It's really not the same as playing it from CD. It's really quite odd. And if I just, as I did there, press the wrong button, all of a sudden you get a fraction of silence. It's the Raven and the Blues, 22 minutes into the programme or thereabouts, and let's go to a real CD. Robert Bradley and his band The Blackwater Surprise, taken from the album from a couple of years ago called New Ground. Here he is with Nightlife.
I really want you here with me, but you're out there in a ball.
Robert Bradley and the Blackwater Surprise, New Ground, the album from, when was it, 2002? 4 years ago, dearie me, doesn't time fly? And that's called Nightlife. Some quick mentions. I'm going to start putting the address. Normally I was a bit sort of reticent to put my home address on the webpage because I thought, ooh, people will find out. But the trouble is these days, if you've got enough technology and you know how to make it work, you can find anybody's address on the internet. So I might as well put up the address. So people, Mark Hussey made contact this week from the UK and also another couple of people who really just sort of wanted to say, how can I get music played on the Raven and the Blues? So I think I'll just put the address there and it's going to make life much easier. And a quick mention also to Johan Tell in Sweden, who listens to this programme while driving a snowplough. But what does he do in the summer, though? Johan, you must let us know what your summer job is, because it can't be snowplow all the year round, can it, really? And we'll also go through some more of the emails. I was a bit slack last week, actually. We've got mountains to catch up with. I'll do some this week, and then some next week too, so we'll try and catch up on the many emails that have come in over the last month since the beginning of the year. Back to the Podsafe Music Network now, and here from Top Cat Records is Robin Seiler, and you can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
How am I doing? Well, now you can't judge a honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge an apple by looking at the tree. You can't judge a daughter by looking at her mother. But you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on, can't you see? Well, baby, judge me. Well, I might look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. Come on up here closer. Well, now you can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her mane. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. Well, you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on, can't you see? Oh, baby, you misjudged me. Looking at the cover. Come on, darling.
judge that book. No, better not.
That's so true. That track must have been, that number must be still played probably every night somewhere in the world. There's a band on stage somewhere doing that particular track. Alice McDaniel's original Bo Diddley, and You Can't Judge a Book by Looking at the Cover, performed there by Robin Seiler, who making his debut on the programme as a solo artist, but he's been on before because we've played the track. He worked with Doyle Bramall on the excellent album from a couple of years ago, Fitchburg Street, and presumably therefore a friend and one the Texas Mafia, so to speak. But and he was also working in Dallas at Deep Ellum Blues just before Christmas as well. But Robin Seiler, and taken there from the Podsafe Music Network. If you'd like to find out some of the tracks that we've been playing and how to get in touch with the artists and buy the material, it's so easy. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page at bfbs.com/R&B and follow the links, therefore, to the artists and everything else. Okay, now, where to? Oh, Peter Green and the Splinter Group, and the best of Peter Green's Splinter Group. And here's this one called Tribal Dance. Thank you. suppose in many respects, Peter Green and the Splinter Group latterly have been doing so much of the work of Robert Johnson. But that's taken from a compilation album, came out 4 or 5 years ago, called The Best of Peter Green and the Splinter Group. And that's one track, not by Robert Johnson, as you could gather, but fine guitar work there from Peter Green and a track called Tribal Dance. Okay, on the Raven of the Blues now, to somebody who died about, I guess, about 6 years ago now. Alligator Records we're talking about, and Katie Webster, who had a great, great blues voice. Born in Houston, Texas, and here she is with a track called On the Run.
Listen, ladies, don't take every woman to be your friend. You know, I did that, and that was the biggest mistake I could make in my life. I had this woman living with me. She was wearing my clothes, eating my food, spending my money, sleeping in my bed. She said, "Katie, don't worry about nothing, 'cause when you get ready to go on the road, I'll take care of everything." That's exactly what she did. She took care of the dog, the cat, my children, and my man. And when I got back home, do you know what happened? I went around to my back door and stuck my key in, and I turned it to the left. Nothing happened. I walked around to the front, turned my key to the right. Nothing didn't happen either. So I decided what I'd do was ring the doorbell. I did that. Nothing happened. So this is what I had to do. I had to leave my home in the warm California sun. Whoa, yes I did. Leave my home, Lord, in the warm California sun. People, I tell you, I did something wrong, and now I'm on the run. Caught my
great voice, wonderful piano playing, the Swamp Boogie Queen herself, Katie Webster. I was looking at the Alligator site while that was playing, and I hadn't realised she was touring with Otis Redding as the pianist in the band and backup vocals. It was only because she was pregnant she couldn't take the flight, which Otis Redding died when the plane crashed. And then she just sort of, devastated by his death, she just kept a low profile until the 80s. I thought she'd been kind of playing all the time. But anyway, a great, great track there. Katie Webster and On the Run. This is The Raven and the Blues, and let's bring back a band who we featured quite a few times in the last month or two. It's their great album, which is called Love, Union and Peace, and it's the Vargas Blues Band, and here they are with Dance Away the Blues.
Someone who will come and rescue me.
called Dance Away the Blues. I know that he is Spanish, and I know that it was recorded in Texas, but I'm trying to work out where his hometown is. There's nothing on the album to give me any clues at all. It's Javier Vargas and the Vargas Blues Band, and that's called Dance Away the Blues. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, and if you'd like to write to me, it's very easy, dave.raven@bfbs.com, and that's where the website is, too, bfbs.com/R&B. Here, off Black and Tan Records and the Crossroads Blues Agency out of the Netherlands, is Big George Jackson, and I'm Sorry.
So sad, I gone and left you. It makes me feel so sad, because I realize what I done was bad. So many days I wonder, should I go back home? So many days I wonder, should I go back home? Because I realize done was wrong. This pain in my heart. So many days I wonder, will I escape this pain in my heart? I pray the Lord to forgive me and grant me a brand new start.
Big George Jackson there, off Black and Tan Records, and that is called I'm Sorry. That's almost it for the Rain and the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Quick mention to Richard, listening in Japan. Your strange message, well, it's strange to me, I don't understand it. I'm now a one percenter. I'm not quite sure what that means. Richard, please drop me a line and let me know what a one percenter is. And he put his name on the Frapper map. And if you haven't yet done so, stick your pin and your location, and then I can get an idea of where you're listening across the world. Let's close with Shane Pruitt. The albums have arrived, and here he is at a club called The Double Door, and it's a track by Buster Brown and Fannie Mae. It's worth the intro alone. Have a great week. I'll speak to you in 7 days. From me, Dave Raven. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Is the audience ready? All right. From the home of the Marshall Tucker Band, Spartanburg, South Carolina, please welcome Shane Pruitt and friends. To you.